Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 30th, and in Morgan Ebbets Field Flannels, Oakland Oaks fitted cap with an anthropomorphic acorn side patch purchased in-store at Lids. Most days when I'm pulling together the recap, I learn a hill's worth of cool stuff. Some days, it's an entire mountain. On this date in 1965, Mets manager Casey Stengel announced his retirement. Over the old professor's first 16 seasons as a pro baseball skipper, he was 125 games under 500. In 1946, he took over in Oakland, where in three seasons his Oaks would be 85 games over 500 and win their first PCL pennant in more than two decades. His East Bay success led to his rebirth as a big league helmsman. In his dozen years with the Yankees from 49 through 60, he'd lead the club to 10 World Series appearances, winning seven. Casey spent four decades in the East as a player or pilot, but the KCMO native kicked off his professional career patrolling Midwestern diamonds. After just four games with his hometown Kansas City Blues, he was optioned to the Kankakee K's of the Northern Association, where the 19-year-old settled in as their center fielder, batting cleanup. 3 weeks into the NA's inaugural season, the K's played a three-game set against the Joliet Jollyites at Joliet's brand-spanking new Ingalls Park, where I played my high school and Colt League baseball. 3 weeks thereafter, the Joliet club would move to Sterling. 3 more weeks later, the K's would fold, and a week after that, the entire league would collapse, and Joliet wouldn't host pro baseball again until 2002.